Jewish Girona. Bella, who served in Regina's house. Galena, the weaver. David Joseph, the bookseller. Jacob Baron, the mattress maker. Isaac Mercadet, the labourer. Solomon Bonafé, the cloth merchant. Petita, the livestock handler. Jacob Ben David Bonjourn, the astronomer. Bonjuda Crescas, the silversmith. All these people lived in the city of Girona between the 9th and the 15th centuries. Together with tailors, shoemakers, and other trade folk, they made up part of an international community with many centuries of history. They lived according to the Torah, the law written by Moses, and the Talmud, an oral tradition. This was passed down from generation to generation, establishing the standards by which to live and giving them a sense of belonging. Although they spoke Catalan, they also had their own Hebrew language, which they used for legal transactions. They respected specific dietary rules and purification rituals, and respected the seasons, celebrating them with ceremonies according to Jewish law. With regards to the other inhabitants of the city, they were no different from the rest. They traded, paid taxes, signed documents, fell in love, married and raised children, and they faced the same day-to-day upheaval problems as everyone else. And so it was for more than 600 years. Welcome to the Jewish History Museum of Girona, which since the year 2000 is to be found on the site of the last of the city's synagogues, keeping the memory of Girona's Jewish community alive. We could not start our tour without greeting you in the same way that those who embraced the traditions of Israel did, with the mezuzah. This was a parchment scroll, wrapped in a case and placed in a small vertical opening in the stone doorposts at the entrance to the houses. They contained biblical verses from Deuteronomy, with the prayer, Shema Israel, Hear, O Israel. We have found 13 of them in Girona, and they can still be seen in some of the houses of the Jewish quarter. One of the most beloved symbols of the Jewish community was the menorah. This is the candelabra or lampstand which was lit at home. Its seven branches recall, among others, the creation and the burning bush seen by Moses on Mount Sinai. Before continuing on to the next level, we'd like to invite you to take a 5-minute pause to watch a video. This offers a bird's eye view, tracing the presence of Jewish culture in Girona from Roman times up to the late 15th century, when they were expelled from the country.